Unit 10. Listening Focus. Activity 3. Speaker 1.
I did this magazine quiz called How Well Does Your Partner Know You? I don't usually bother with this kind of thing because I think they're a waste of time. You had to grade statements and then give the same quiz to your partner to answer about you. There was a huge discrepancy between my results and my partner's, and the analysis said something like, you should have spent more time getting to know each other. Some of our answers really shocked me, because they showed that we're actually quite incompatible. It's made me start to question a lot of things in our relationship. I did the quiz for a laugh, but I rather wish I hadn't now.
Speaker 2.
I'd already had an interview and had actually been working for the company for a couple of weeks when they said I had to do a personality test. I was kind of surprised as I thought this was only used for recruitment purposes, but I didn't really mind as it was actually quite interesting. But they must have got my results mixed up with someone else's because they said I wasn't good at handling pressure. I've never felt so insulted in my life. Me? Not handle pressure? I complained to my boss and she said not to worry about it. Now she realises just how wide of the mark the results were.
Speaker 3.
I'm not generally a big fan of personality tests, but I basically had nothing else to do at work, so I thought I'd give it a go. I honestly didn't expect to learn much. I mean, how could choosing colours say anything about your personality? You had to click on 8 colours in order of preference, then wait a few minutes and repeat the same test. When I read the results, I could hardly believe it. My attitudes, my worries, my problems with my partner, my work habits, it was all absolutely spot on. It didn't tell me anything I didn't already know about myself, though.
Speaker 4.
The psychology department at my university were asking for student volunteers to do a personality test. They made us wait for ages in this really stuffy room with only 3 seats, and there must have been at least 15 of us. Some people were getting really impatient. We were all a bit stunned when they explained that the point of the test had been to study our behaviour in the overcrowded room. I was quite proud of myself when they said I'd scored highly for tolerance and resilience, just because I hadn't lost my temper. I'd always wanted to get to the bottom of how these tests work, which is why I volunteered. I found it fascinating.
Speaker 5.
I've got my own translation business, but I wasn't getting enough commissions. I decided to see if one of those life coaches could get to the bottom of whatever was going wrong, and we both thought it would be useful for me to do a personality test. I was a bit taken aback when she said my test results showed that I needed to work in collaboration with others. It's weird, as I've always seen myself as a bit of a loner and as not taking too kindly to people telling me what to do. But this new way of working might be just what I need to inspire me and will actually make a refreshing change.